One of the most efficient ways of getting complicated structures into order is to manufacture them on an assembly line. If we look at, say, the way motor cars are manufactured, various components are created at various stages along the assembly line, and gradually the pieces are passed from one part of the assembly line to another until the whole thing's completed. It looks like sentences are constructed in something like the same way by human beings when they're creating sentences. Why would they be created that way? Well, first of all, of course, humans are under huge amounts of time pressure. They produce syllables at the rate of something like 4 or 5 a second. So it's in the interests of the speech production mechanism to be highly efficient. If you're producing a sentence, the first thing you have to do is think of what you're going to say. And there seems to be a process where you do that. As soon as you've got that sorted, you pass what you're going to say to the words that are going to say it. And this is a different process. While it's going on, the what you're going to say process is working out what you're going to say next. Once the words are selected, to a large extent, they determine the order in which words are going to come. The speaker has decided that a certain noun will, for example, have an adjective in front of it, etc. Once that's more or less sorted out, the sentence seems to be in the form of a mobile where the constituents are dangling around. They haven't got any particular order yet. They have the abstract order of adjectives relating to a noun, but whether they're coming in front of the noun or behind the noun is determined by a later process which linearizes, puts in a linear order, the words and the phrases according to the grammar of the language which you happen to be speaking in. So in French, the adjective will come after the noun. In English, the adjective will generally come in front of the noun. In some languages, verbs come last in a sentence. In other languages, verbs come second. In other languages, verbs come first. And nevertheless, the subjects and objects and so on are put into order and linearized, and then they in turn are linearized. And after that, the words have to take the form of a bunch of phonemes. That's done by a different process. The phonemes finally have to come out of your mouth, and that's done by another process which turns those phonemes into actual muscular sequences that create the final output. So the process of creating a sentence very much works the same way as an assembly line. Different processes appear to run their own little part of the process, and as soon as they finish their bit, they pass it on to the next, so that a whole lot of these things can be done in what might be called a lockstep fashion. So you come to the end of one, pass it on to the next one, that one goes on, does its thing, and all of this is done at a very, very fast clip.